AJ Bell.
What's up, my man? It is the start of the NFL season, officially, Thursday.
It's right here, isn't it?
It is.
Big games.
It is.
Big
it's, games. And they starting with a bang.
Big games.
Big, big game in LA.
You know what else is big?
Tell me.
Big Truss.
Who's Big Truss?
You know, the new UKPM, Big Truss, whoop-de-woo. Anybody got a problem with them? Come see us.
That's it. That's what we calling it, Big Truss.
Big Truss.
She's Big Truss. So anytime we refer to Big Truss, we know the deal, which I could see would happen quite soon now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let that be.
Yeah. They said she was walking around with a Cleveland Browns jersey, apparently.
Really? It's,
yeah.
I heard it's viral.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that choice of team.
I mean, you know.
I don't know if that bodes well for the UK.
I mean, you know. I mean, maybe it was at first she was looking at an underdog. And then.
I think she's got to make better choices than that for the UK.
Was she not up on the news? You know, current events.
Not sure, J Bell. Not sure. But we're going to give her a pass on that one. You would hope that she would be like a fan of maybe the New England Patriots or something like that. You know, a team that has won so much. Uh-huh. You got to bring the winning mentality.
Okay.
But maybe there's something to be said about the underdog mentality.
Yeah, you know, and you rolling with that. You might not know about what's happened and who's there and whatever, but you're just looking at the organization historically, and you're thinking, I want to roll with the underdogs.
Yeah. Are you excited for the season, Jay?
I am, bro. I am very excited. Really happy for the first game. You know, you like to see great football. You like to see great matchups. We get that with the Bills and the Rams. I just, you know, every year the storylines are unique. We have such a good time talking about things that surround the game and are around the game. Mm. And I have a feeling, man, we're going to be loaded with some good things to discuss this year with these teams, man, because I don't know what's going to go on. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know who you really like.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't really got into that. And, you know, I don't force that out of you because I know how you roll.
Yeah.
But I'm always interested in what, in your perspective on things. And I want to throw something out.
Okay. I like when you throw things out.
I want to throw something out. Now, there's coaching changes that happen in the NFL. There's changes that happen in organizations that we all go to work for. Man, sometimes there's changes in people's household.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Things change.
All the time. It happens all the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to discuss is, you know, when there's a turnover, a change of events, change of leadership, you hear the conversation say, oh, things are so different now. Things are much better. I like coming to work. I like coming to practice.
Yeah.
I like being on the field. This is gonna be better because this individual or individuals, is that how you do it? Individuals.
Individuals. Yeah. Individuals.
I'm just trying to be.
I got you.
You know, trying to be.
Trying to be American.
But it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Have been removed.
Mm.
I like to relate things to football so we can throw this out. And I really want to know how you feel. The Vikings have a new head coach.
Okay.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yep.
Right? Mike Zimmer was there. Anybody who doesn't know, he's a hard-nosed coach, tough guy. And then you just hear the conversations out of there like things are better. I wanted to know your thoughts on that as a player, as a man, as a business owner. Like, how do you feel about that when it seems people are very quick to say this thing, this person has changed everything now that they're gone?
Yeah. I think that to me is usually some sort of cop-out.
Ooh. I didn't think you were going to go there.
Yeah. I think in a lot of instances it's a cop-out because it is such a high-performance business, right?
Mm-hmm.
A high-performance environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for one person to have that kind of influence where, now these people, now this guy is gone, everything is going to change around here. I don't know if I buy into that completely. I believe that it is more a function of the people.
Do you think because you are a leader and you aren't one to be swayed by a lot of people, things. You kind of walk to the beat of your own drum.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why your perspective is that way?
Maybe. I mean, that might be a reason why I think the way I think. I mean, we're all, you know, our expertise is our experience,
yeah,
right?
That's what we got, right?
Yeah. So I think there is an element of that. But when I look at, you know, the Vikings, I think it can't just be about one person. I feel like there's like a whole host of changes that need to be made.
Yeah.
And maybe, for instance, that one person can make a whole host of changes that might ripple down all throughout the organization.
Definitely to the players, at least.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
Yeah. I guess the way I look at it is, if you're playing for a coach, anybody who has that kind of power, a coach, you know, your manager, CEO, like somebody who's got a lot of impact on what you do day to day. If you come in and you feel like you're appreciated and you enjoy what you're doing, it's hard, but you enjoy it. And now that's a lot of work on the coach, the owner, whoever it is, to kind of manage that.
Yeah.
I know that's difficult, but I believe you get the best out of your workforce.
Yes.
And that's why I asked you how that impacts you, because I've seen you. I know how you operate. You were going to do what you were going to do. You were going to perform at your level, and I don't think anything really got in the way of that.
Yeah.
I think you were on your path. On the other hand, I fed off of the energy of the organization. I played for coaches that are hard. I can get on that level. But when you got somebody you feel like really appreciates you and doesn't really just ride you hard all the time, like when the game's on the line, you want to really step up for them.
Okay, well, if that's the case, let me throw this right back at you then.
Listening.
Because you've spoken to me about Zimmer.
Yeah.
That was your guy.
I liked playing for him.
So now, right, you're one of the guys who you just said you feed off of the organization and those kind of people. And in your experience, he was a good person. And now people are throwing him under the bus as, oh, now is it change and all this type of stuff.
Yep.
So is it really about him? Or was it the people around who, you know, didn't have the proper work ethic? Maybe they didn't have the right attitude. Maybe they didn't have the right, you know, abilities. And now they're throwing, oh, yeah, it's Zimmer. It's him. It's blah, 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 blah. You have personal experience with the guy. And things were different when you played for him.
Strong point. Strong point, my brother, and very, very strong point, because you're right. I think I could perform well under any circumstances.
Correct.
So if that's the case, then if you did have a problem with his coaching style, maybe you didn't understand, A, where he was coming from and the pressures, and B, you were looking for a scapegoat, like 100%. You said, way out.
100%.
I could see that. I will. I say, it's hard to be a leader, and it's hard to be in a leadership position, because you have to manage all these personalities. And I think the new head coaches now, they have to be great teachers, great leaders, and great psychologists.
Yeah, you gotta have all of that. You gotta have all of that.
For
example, right? I'll give you an example. When I say that was so high performance, like the sport itself is so high performance,
yes,
right? It's different to me than, for instance, the office that we're in now.
Okay.
It's different.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
There's a difference in the two.
Yes.
So if the leader in this office, right, has a clear direction, clear, oh no, this is what we need to do, people, I believe, will rally behind that a lot more easier. And you can shift them in a direction that, because it can go up or down in this office. It can go up or down. People can have high energy, they can have low energy, depending upon the mood and, you know, the culture and what the boss and the leader's, his vision, what his thinking is, right? In football, for instance, we're really individual contractors.
Yeah. That have to be of the same mind for 1 year.
Period.
Some of us a month.
Right? And every single time we go out there, we're auditioning not only for our team, but for 31 other football teams.
Yeah, for our career.
Constantly.
Yes.
And that's just not the same in every other, you know, they're not going out there. So now, if you don't have that high performance mentality on a team, then I don't know if you can necessarily point to the coach.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Right.
I don't think the coach should have that much influence over what the collection of individuals do, as opposed to like other industries where that would make more sense.
Who builds the culture of a team? The coach, ownership, players, what do you think? It's
that's
hard,
tough,
bro.
That's tough.
Okay,
that's
give
tough.
Me
you say maybe the GM. The GM has a
general
outsized
manager.
Influence
in
the culture of the team, but the type of players that he recruits,
that
the type of players
true.
That they bring in.
That is
it's
true.
The GM.
So then goes to the players.
Okay. Yeah.
When I changed teams, Dallas, Houston, new team, figuring out our culture, guys came from everywhere. So he had influences from all across the league.
Mm.
When I got to the Giants, I felt the culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love the team, even though really played 1 year, next year hurt. But that's why I was so attracted to being there and the players there, because I felt y'all culture. Like, I just plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
The day I got there, it was like Antonio Pierce literally told me who my friends were going to be.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, you're going to be cool with OC, and this is how he is.
Yep.
You're going to be cool with this is our other guy. This is guy, Carlos. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Plax is like this. Stray's like this. Like, it was, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, this is what we are.
Yep.
And it was player driven, because now I think about it, we had a coordinator that.
Come on.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So.
I love Coach Coughlin. Right?
Yes, yeah.
Like, there are certain things that I would say that I looked at him and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But the impact he had on my career was negligible.
Mm.
It was almost, realistically, it was almost non-existent.
Mm.
The person who had the biggest impact on my career, mm-hmm. and I tell him to this day, Strahan.
Yeah, you always say it.
100%.
He taught you how to be a pro.
So, was that the coach?
Nope.
Or was that... And the funny thing is, there are other players who had same kind of talent I had, maybe even more talent than I had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saw a guy who'd been to 8 Pro Bowls, hard worker, you know what I mean, all-pro player, gregarious, open, and chosen not to follow him.
Jeez. You like, come on, man.
Like, what are you looking at?
It's right here for you.
I'm like, you know, if I want, that's what I want right there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so it's a lot to do with the people and the players, as opposed to only I'm talking about only on that level.
Nah,
and now with different organizations, it's 100% radiates from the leader down.
Greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick. We can't argue with that by his record.
Yep.
And it's the no fun league over there, they say. I've never played for it. It's all about the business, but the business creates results. And just hearing you out and thinking this through, man, that game isn't easy.
Nah, tough.
And it's trying to break you. Your opponent's trying to break you. The circumstances are trying to break you. Your body's trying to break you.
Mm.
And at some point, the flip switches.
Yep.
Either you perform or you don't, right?
Mm.
And there's only so many ways to kind of get you ready for that.
Mm.
And I think head coaches got to find a way to drive you crazy, because that's what the game does.
Yep.
You know, there are only some guys out there that's just fun all the time. The rest of us are struggling.
Grinding.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Pressure and expectations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got another thought. I'm only saying this because it's the start of the season. Do you believe, and you've seen this, coming off the back of a Super Bowl year, pressure and expectations make you better as a team or as an individual? You can think of that differently.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about the Buffalo Bills. They got a lot of pressure because they got a lot of expectations.
Yes. Let me put it to you this way. And this is.
Oh, you baby rolled up the sleeve a little bit.
Yeah, this is really, really interesting. Really, really interesting that you would ask me this question. Really, really interesting, J-Bo.
You're an interesting guy.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that because you're my friend. You actually are.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, I know you're talking about this in relation to the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I like associating things with what's happening in the league, but
I'm going to talk about it in relation to the New York Giants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm going to talk about it in relation to the New York Giants.
I can. Okay.
So here's the thing. All right. I got to the Giants in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First year, not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like as a team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not so good.
Mm-hmm.
So from 2004 to 2012,
uh-huh.
Right? We had one losing season.
Jeez.
You know when that season was? 2004. So 05, 06, 07, 08, 9, 10, 11, 12, no losing seasons.
Wow.
I remember the year we went 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
You would have thought the world was going to collapse.
That was, I was there, 06.
Yeah.
We went on there, and we had to go win six games
right
to get that.
Ended up going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
it was a struggle.
The pressure to win in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know it. You know that feeling. It was almost disgusting. Like
if you were losing.
If you were losing.
You didn't want to walk outside.
You just wanted to bury yourself, right?
So
because cool. It was just
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From 2012 till 2022, Giants have had one winning season.
Remind me.
One winning season.
Crazy.
Nine losing seasons, bro. Nine. And the thing that I found interesting and what I found sinister was the fact that if you look at what people are saying about the New York Giants now, their fans, the media, if the Giants were to go 8-8 now, they would have a parade for them.
That's they would get free meals at restaurants.
Parade.
They're like, just give us something.
Just give us something, right?
Right.
The pressure and the expectations have...
They flipped.
Flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Flipped completely. And so, in absence of that, oh, you better go out, you must... In absence of that, it's actually...
Oh, that void is really what, okay.
It's not.
Yeah.
They're not, because there's no real pressure.
And the players don't feel it.
The players don't feel that. So, the pressure for us, right, from the media, from the fans, from everybody, I wouldn't say we liked it, but we needed it. And now it's not there, they're not performing.
Okay.
So is that pressure, and it's going to reveal who
you are.
You are.
As a team, as a player, everything.
Everything is going to reveal it. So that pressure and that expectations, I believe, are absolutely necessary.
Okay. All right, bro. All right. So this, first of all, how could I challenge this when you've experienced it?
Yeah.
Your argument is solid.
You were there.
I was
You know what that feels like.
I do. One of my thoughts when you were talking about that was my first game in Houston. Just come over a couple of days before from Dallas. And big sign, I never forget. Just win this game.
That's it.
Packed out.
This one.
Stadium's going crazy. And we won. And you know what? It was enough.
Is it? Yeah.
It was no pressure that year. Everything we did good, they cheered and they gave excuses for everything else because we beat the Cowboys. You have just convinced me that this pressure that the Bills have now actually scares me in a positive way.
Positive.
Because I didn't pick them. I picked them to be in my Final Four. In the AFC Championship, but I'm picking KC to make it to the Super Bowl. But my goodness, when your best players, like I said, we looked at you when you and Stray were hurt, and I tell this story all the time, and y'all weren't out there, I was like, we are bad. Now, I might have felt that because our best players weren't there to lead us. We fed off of that energy you provided. Your best player is Josh Allen.
Mm.
You hear him in interviews about this pressure. He's not tripping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how the rest of the organization is, but hopefully they feed off their leaders. With that pressure on them, it can really make this team dangerous.
Yeah.
It really can.
We're going to find out.
This is the story. Yeah. But, this is the thing that's so beautiful about this game is, yeah, we could sit here, and you told me years ago, you're like, Jay Bill, this play, that play, we can do all that stuff. That's not the fascinating stuff. It's the storylines. It's what's happening behind the curtain.
Mm.
And we get to see that. We get to see these new coaches. Like, even in Miami, you know what I find interesting about what's happening in Miami, and I want to know what you think. You look at Tua, you look at Mike McDaniel, their new head coach, right? We heard all the stories in the offseason about, they wanted another head coach, mm-hmm. and they wanted another quarterback, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think, bro, or would you behave in this way? Where I'm the head coach, I look at Tua, and I'm like, look, they didn't want either of us.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
And that kind of relationship, that look on the sideline, mm-hmm. like, bruh.
We're in this together.
We got to go. There's something dangerous about that.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's something dangerous if you are, in fact, that kind of person.
Right.
You know what I would have liked to see now that you mention it?
Mm.
Can you imagine Baker Mayfield in a situation like that?
I feel like he kind of might be just by having this conversation. I didn't think about this before this conversation.
You know, I'm talking about in a situation with a coach,
yep.
who also felt, hey, they didn't want me either, but I'm just.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, because that coach is fighting for his job now, but it isn't the same.
That kind of, because we know how he is.
He needs that.
He needs that.
He needs an enemy. Like, he needs a doubter.
Yeah. So I think that would be. You know, those kind of, that would be, because I'm not sure Tua is that kind of guy, to be honest.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're going to see.
Yeah,
because you hear about Brady and his whole thing, and people are fascinated with how he's played. Brady's a scrapper.
Yeah, he is.
And he hates the fact he lives under this motivation of, oh, yeah, nobody wanted me to the sixth round?
Yeah.
You thought all these people were better than me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you today,
yeah.
tomorrow, next week, at practice,
all
every
the time.
Day.
All the time.
You got to be like that, right?
Yeah.
Or else somebody's going to take advantage of
you. Yeah. I love Tom Brady. I do. I've had, over the past couple of years, deep, deep respect, admiration, and love for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that before. It wasn't.
Hmm.
But over the past couple of years, I've just come to really appreciate him. But is nobody going to say anything about all that Botox he's doing on his face? Nobody,
is that?
Nobody's going to say nothing.
Is that really what's happening?
Nobody's going to say nothing about that.
The man didn't have a lack of sleep.
Jay Bell, nobody's going to say nothing about.
Is that?
Jason, his face doesn't move. His face is like.
Is it really?
It's so smooth.
Is
it's
it
like
really?
So smooth.
So
here.
You know, I can't trust everything
his hair
I see.
Up is
no,
smooth.
I did, but I didn't know if that was.
We're just gonna let him pass.
I gotta see him.
It's okay. It's okay,
no.
Tom Brady.
Just... I gotta see him after practice.
No,
like flip the helmet off.
Correct.
And if he looks like that, then
yeah.
Oh, that man has had some.
He's 45. There's zero chance that his face looks like that. It's not even. It's not humanly possible, Jason. So if we're all going to sit over here and ignore the amount of Botox that he has going on, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that. But let's just be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with our listeners, right? Let's be honest with them. I love him. You know I love him. But he's got a lot going on.
Do you really think that's what happened?
He's got to calm down with that. It's enough. He's
gotta
calm down.
I just think that he wouldn't do anything like that that could harm his.
No, but it's evidence.
His performance on the field.
But it's evidence, Jason.
Does it weigh more?
But you know you can see it. You know you can see it. There's not one wrinkle here. Like, look. You see?
Yeah, yeah.
They say black don't crack.
You don't
that's
have
what
a
they
wrinkle.
Say. No, I do.
What is that? That's not.
It's
you unwrinkled your head.
It's a little something. You can
no,
see
that
it.
Unwrinkles it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have wrinkles.
No, I got some wrinkles, man. You can see. You could be like, okay, this guy's, he's getting up there.
Oh
but
my
there's
God.
There's just no way.
He just knocked it all out.
I mean, come on, man.
I know.
Come on,
Tom. You know what? Man, Thomas, got a lot of pressure on him, man.
No, I get that, but, you know, it's okay being like a silver fox. That's what they call, like, you know, they call them silver foxes. It's just be a silver fox. You still got all the ability. You can't put no Botox in the arm.
No.
That's just pure natural.
That's work.
Right.
That's work.
But all this that you got going, come on.
But pliability and Botox don't go together.
They don't go together.
Pliability is everything he is about. And Botox, the ability to stretch and come back and
it don't come together.
It don't work.
All that avocado ice cream doesn't.
That's why
do
I can't get behind this.
Oh, but it's there. You come on. You see it.
I did see some, but I thought it was just a bad photo.
No.
You know, I thought the hair was just laying in a way where it was shading.
No.
It was perfectly laid.
No,
you know
J-Bell.
What I'm saying? It had to.
No 45-year-old
you're
man.
Not, you're not a believer.
No 45-year-old man looks like that.
Not at all.
No.
You
no,
sure?
No.
Even the silver fox.
He's got the skin of like an 18-year-old. Like, what is this? What is this? You're not fooling nobody, Tom. You're not fooling anybody.
Hey, man, I had an owner do that at a team I was on. He came back in off season and had it all hooked up.
You're like, come on, buddy.
And everybody was laughing, and he came and said, you know, yeah. I had to look young like you all, man. I had to look young like y'all, man. I had to do it. So maybe that's what's happening. That being said, my brother, the new season. We got a new season, so the podcast is back every week, OC. And we are back in the UK Top 50.
Really?
5-0.
But so, we fell off.
We obviously didn't. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's
we
incredible.
Appreciate
Top
that.
50.
It is very, very, very incredible.
I like being number one, though, Jason.
You do?
I prefer number one.
I like numbers. You'd be a number 72, but that's just, you know, coming off the edge.
Yeah,
so.
72 won't be good on podcasts.
Nah, but it's good when you're on the field and you see him coming off making plays. So, but yes, we need to keep going up. Top 50 in Ireland?
Wow. Well, I know why that is. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, a lot of football fans in
maybe not.
And the Netherlands. And
Sierra
Leone.
Sierra Leone.
Yes.
Wow. Yep.
So it's happening. We appreciate all the listeners, even in places.
Even in Ireland.
We love it. You know how I feel about Ireland, man.
Yep,
very
for sure.
Emotional.
For sure.
Till next week, my brother.
Yes, sir.
We get back at it.
I'm about to go kick some football.
Oh, OC about to play some football, so we got to get him out of here. Uprise all day. We don't play.
I played with a one-legged man. He was better than me. Have I told you that?
I don't want to listen to
he
this.
Was better than
how
me.
Bro,
on crutches.
Yeah.
He plays for, like, the England national team.
Really? Oh, so.
Caught me completely off guard.
Yeah, because he probably hit, yeah.
Bro, yeah. I learned a lot about myself that day. I went home, I was like, you know what?
You were humbled.
I was humbled that day.
Hey, man, that's why you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people can deal with adversity.
Uprise.
MC Branquinho, diretamente do Brasil. São Paulo, 011 é o DT.
From the slums, what you know about flipping just to eat and take care of mom? Now we live life, suck de la soie. Girlies wanna come hang bang, all the above. 4 or 5 of your stomach, 9 shots, say you are.